Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Amy Mark scores with you on a Friday as we anticipate Snowmageddon. Yay! I'm thrilled. Matt Pajeski over there, our intrepid producer. He's more of a sunny and 80 degree guy, so it seems. The sun is out today, but I'm really looking forward to the snow. It's the most wonderful time of the year, I guess. Unless you're a driver, it can be a little sketchy. Speaking of driving, I'm happy to welcome in Nick Chaberia, AAA Public Affairs Senior Specialist. Nick, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Amy. Always great to be on.
AAA is the best. AAA saved my co-host's life a couple of weeks ago when he got a flat tire. And then a couple days later, his battery wouldn't start. And so we were talking earlier today, Nick, that the Gregorian calendar is one of the greatest inventions. I would put AAA right up there.
Well, we're really happy to hear that. And you mentioned the snow and the weather that's coming. Keep those AAA cards handy this weekend and into next week as we get hit with that round of winter weather.
Yeah. How are you guys preparing? Because everybody, you know, I think we all think we're somehow special, that we're like the one person that can get out in the snow. Inevitably, we get stuck and have to call someone. How does AAA prepare for something like this?
Yeah, well, you know, we've actually been meeting today and talking about our preparations for our emergency roadside service crews. And you're absolutely right, Amy. I mean, you know, even the most experienced and careful drivers can run into trouble, especially when we're dealing with things like snow and ice on the roads. I mean, you know, snow is one thing, but trying to drive on ice can be extremely dangerous. So we're stationing extra tow crews in our major metro areas around St. Louis and across parts of the state where weather is expected to have a big impact. You know, we're anticipating about a 200% increase in emergency roadside service calls starting this weekend compared to normal conditions. So, you know, our message for drivers, you've heard it from law enforcement, you've heard it from MoDOT, stay home if you can, only get out if you absolutely have to.
So is this for you guys an all hands on deck weekend then, even if you weren't scheduled to work, you're just calling to everybody?
Yeah. This weekend and then even into next week, this is going to be a challenging event because we have the potential snow and ice moving in, but then we also have those freezing and extremely frigid temperatures sticking around for most of next week. So, you know, we're anticipating starting on Sunday, we'll start seeing those drivers that are out, maybe some slide offs in the snow and ice. But then the real issue is going to be dead or disabled batteries for those drivers the next week that go to start their vehicle and find out that their battery is dead because it was zapped from the cold. So make sure you get your battery tested now if you can. Batteries in our area last anywhere from 3 to 5 years. If it's close to that 5-year mark, we recommend having it replaced so you're not left stranded somewhere, especially with this cold weather coming in.
Speaking of like just getting stranded, what are your recommendations beyond the snowmageddon potentially hitting us, or maybe it'll be 2 inches of snow, but beyond that, just the fact that when the weather drops, the temperature is colder, it does add more dangerous elements to a simple dead battery or running out of gas. What do you suggest people keep in their car for emergencies?
Yeah, you know, now is the time to make sure your winter emergency kit in your car is stocked. And I'll preface it with, it may not even be a life or death situation that you find yourself in, but you may be away from home, even if just a few blocks, and you find yourself stranded and you want to stay warm if you can't start your vehicle, right? I actually had a colleague of mine who ran out for some gas a little while back when we had some cold weather, stopped at the gas pump, went to start her car, wouldn't start, wasn't wearing anything warm because she thought she was just going to go out real quick and wound up having to wait for assistance and, you know, be a little frigid. So, but a couple things to keep in mind, especially this weekend and into next week, you know, some warm blankets or clothes, hats, coats for everyone in your vehicle that normally rides in it. Of course, jumper cables. We talked about the battery issues with the cold, snow shovel, ice scraper, snow brush, and then a bag of abrasive materials like sand or salt, even kitty litter, can come in handy in gaining traction on the snow and ice.
Yeah, no, really good advice. I know I keep boots, a coat, a blanket in the car, because you just never know how, when it's frigid temperatures, or especially if it gets down to single digits, that you could be pretty uncomfortable or in a dangerous situation. Nick, I also wanted to ask you about a new law that the enforcement of this law, I should say, started on January 1st, and that is the hands-free law. You can't text or be on your phone while you're driving. Can you explain to people how this law technically had already been in effect, but the enforcement hadn't started until January 1st?
Yeah, this is another great reminder for drivers who travel through Missouri as we start 2025. So the Citizens Bending Hands-Free Law was passed in the Missouri legislature in 2023, and it was signed into law of August of that year. Now, the bill as it was written, which was signed into law, had a 16-month penalty grace period written in, meaning that law enforcement could only write warnings for violations until January 1st of this year. And that was really just a time frame built in to allow adequate education for drivers to get accustomed to the new law and to make sure, you know, you weren't catching anyone off guard because it, you know, it is such a drastic change from where we were prior. So the hands-free law, as you said, really simply put, cannot hold your phone in your hand while you're driving anymore in Missouri. It's fairly similar to what's in place already in Illinois. But again, that enforcement of that law started a couple days ago with the new year.
And I saw, and this is crazy to me, that even without the enforcement, even in the first year of the law passing, you've seen some positive results on accidents being prevented and people not using their phone as much as they did?
Yeah, there's some really remarkable data coming out from Cambridge Mobile Telematics and really simply their background. For example, if you have an insurance app, auto insurance app that you download and you get discounts for driving safe, Cambridge Mobile does that back end technology to determine the safe driving habits. So they're actually able to look at real time driving habits in Missouri. And since the Citizens Bending Hands-Free Law passed in August, or signed in law in August of 23, they estimate that it has prevented over 1,000 crashes and reduced real-time phone usage in Missouri by 5.1%. And most importantly, they estimate that's saved five people from dying on a roadway. So, you know, we know that was the intent with the law, was to save lives, reduce crashes. And we know even from just talking about the law, from it being in the news, from people, you know, becoming aware of it, it's already having that positive impact, which we hope and we really, you know, think it will continue now that it's in full enforcement.
Yeah, because it's a secondary offense. So you can't be pulled over solely for having your phone in your hand. However, it's just like the seatbelt law is a secondary offense. And we know that making that a law has really driven up the number of people who are wearing seatbelts. And with the hands-free law, so many times when people are texting and driving, they're driving erratically anyway. So there is a good chance if you are using your phone, you are driving erratically, you could be pulled over for weaving in and out of lanes and driving in a suspicious manner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And you nailed it, you know, when you said that most times. And you see it when you're driving on, you know, 70 or 270 or 40. People that are, you know, weaving in lanes, you catch up to them, you look over, they're looking down at their phone. Yeah. Our law enforcement partners have said, you know, it can be very difficult to tell the difference between an alcohol-impaired driver and a distracted driver because it's displaying some of those similarities when you're just behind somebody and you're not sure what they're doing. You know, it can be, it's some of those same results as if being on your phone, like driving when you're impaired. So, you know, that's what the law, we pushed for it, for it to pass. That's what we hoped it would accomplish. Now we have a law in the books in Missouri that says what we already know, that it's dangerous to be on your phone while you're driving.
Yeah, it makes me so mad when you see someone in the middle of the day, it's 3 o'clock, you're driving down Highway 40, quite literally drifting into, like, say they're in the middle lane, drifting into the left lane, drifting far to the right. It's so dangerous. It does look like drunk driving.
Yeah, and you know, we always say too, we go around and do presentations to young drivers and high schools and teen drivers, and you know, we say if you've texted or if you've been on your phone when you're behind the wheel in the past, which, you know, chances are if you own a cell phone and drive, it's probably happened. you know, you're not a skilled driver. You're not a good driver. You're a lucky driver at that point, because it's only a matter of time that you're going to be on your phone and something bad is going to happen. So again, we hope people get the message with the law. You know, again, it's not to catch anybody in the act of doing anything wrong, but really simply put, distracted driving is a major danger on our roadways. More than 1,000 people in Missouri every year die as a result of a distracted driving crash. Mm-hmm. We know that number is likely underreported because you're often relying on the driver to admit they were on their phone after the fact. But regardless, we know this law is going to save lives, and we're already seeing those positive effects.
Nick Chaberia, AAA Public Affairs Senior Specialist, thank you for your time today. Good luck this weekend, and tell all your friends that AAA is the best invention since the Gregorian calendar.
Hey, we love to hear it, and hope everybody stays safe and cozy at home this weekend.
Thanks so much, Nick. And coming up next, really interesting, horrifying story that AI, you can have an AI bot version of yourself go on dates for you to see if you would it would work out with someone else's AI bot. Not even joking. Eli Tan, he's a technology reporter for the New York Times. He tried this AI dating, and he's going to talk to us about it next on The Chris and Amy Show.